York 9, and we have Spanish media here to ask questions in Spanish. So maybe, Manny, you can help translate too a little bit.
Te van a preguntar en español, así que más fácil.
Okay.
Sí.
Well, first, I guess, James Grassi, who would be down at TFC tonight. Won't mention him. First question is always, well, Jim, what did you think of the game tonight? How did you guys play?
I like
Jim's
thoughts. You know, I thought the boys put a good shift in tonight. You know, we said at the beginning of the game, it's not going to be easy. They're a good side. They want to get on the ball. They've got good movement. Where's the stand? No?
Oh.
And, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be difficult, but, you know, I think defensively, I think we were very, very comfortable today. We didn't really feel threatened. We knew we'd get them on a counterattack. We knew we'd get our opportunities. I mean, Mano scored an absolute cracker tonight. I think we had 20 shots in total, seven on net. So, you know, and that was coming from everybody. Katas had a number of chances tonight. Big Simon, Cox, E. Telfer. You know, the list goes on. The boys worked ever so hard. We had a game plan tonight, and we stuck to it, and we came away with the result. A bit disappointed how we conceded. You know, trying to play out the back, we gave it away a bit too easy, too soft, and of course you're going to get punished on that. But it showed you again the resilience and the character that we have in this team that didn't faze them at all. Didn't faze them. Went down the other way and scored a goal, and that's us picking up 3 points today.
So your substitution in Adjei made an instant pick that right away. Yep. So how important is your squad depth going forward, especially against Calgary this upcoming weekend?
You know, I think you saw some of our depth tonight. You know, I thought Zambastis played a great game. I thought Michael worked the back four tonight very well. Gokes came in, done another great job defensively. You know, and Silva, I thought he was great in goal tonight. You know, a couple of little mistakes, but that's fine. He's, you know, that was his first game this season. So we rotated the roster. Guys that haven't played much at all came in, and they showed they're capable of playing, and they did the job tonight. Very proud of him.
Yes, question for Katas. Rodrigo, en español no es perfecto, so disculpa, pero ya tienes un poco de meses aquí en Canadá. Puedes, you know, hablar un poco de cómo te estás aclimando a todo, qué piensas, comida, la gente, el clima. ¿Cómo te sientes aquí en Canadá?
Bien, la verdad que estoy muy contento. Me han recibido todo muy bien, el club, los compañeros, cuerpo técnico. Estoy muy feliz, espero poder lograr muchas cosas con esta institución que me abrió las puertas y la verdad que hemos ido creciendo como equipo paso a paso, partido a partido vamos mejorando, así que esperemos que este torneo podamos pelear arriba y podamos lograr cosas importantes. Están los jugadores, estamos trabajando bien, así que en ese sentido vamos bien. Y en la adaptación, en un principio no fue fácil porque no manejo mucho el idioma. De a poco ahí mis compañeros me han ido ayudando, así que llevo casi 3 meses acá. Espero poder estar mucho tiempo más y seguir creciendo como jugador, que es lo más importante.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the first game of the season, we always kept on saying, we reiterated, you know, the fact that we want to play a style of football that's with the ball and playing out of the back, and that's going to take a lot of games and a lot of, you know, practices and a lot of time to kind of know each other and starting to get that feeling in the way we move, the way one guy makes one in the back or comes short to feed, and just a lot of knowing each other. And I think we're finally starting to click. One of the main things that we were lacking in a few games were goals, and now, you know, we're starting to get those, and I feel like our style of play, you know, we're always on the ball. And obviously this game, you know, for example, we felt as a team that we defended quite a bit, and you look at the stats and I think it was 50-50, and for us that was almost low. But you know, now that the goals are starting to come in, and we showed against Montreal we can play against anyone, so you know, we just keep on building off each and every performance, and we keep on going forward.
Thank you.
is this upcoming tilt, opening Calgary and against Montreal Impact next week, is this a good test for where you guys are at this moment of your season?
Yeah, of course. You know, we are on a high right now. You know, we're winning games. We're pulling results through, and at the same time, you know, it's going to be a test of you know, how professional we are and how much we can fight, because we're playing every three days. We played on the weekend. We're playing now. We play on the weekend again, then midweek again. You know, so it's going to show how strong our squad is, how much depth we have, and who's willing to step up and deliver for us.
Who had the better shot, you tonight or Morian Fowler?
I don't know. I'll give it to Morian. He's a good guy. I'll give it to him. Yeah, he's a great goal.
Question for Catas. Rodrigo, siendo de Chile, ¿cómo ha sido adaptarse al fútbol canadiense y cómo ha sido el idioma para comunicarse con los otros amigos? ¿Y cómo es diferente al fútbol chileno? ¿Cómo es más físico? ¿Qué crees tú?
Sí, bueno, como decía adelante, de a poco he ido adaptándome. Bueno, Manuel me ayuda harto ahí con el idioma, que él habla español, así que él me ha ayudado harto y con el tiempo yo creo que voy a ir aprendiendo más rápido. El fútbol chileno tiene muchos años de antigüedad, esta es una liga que está recién partiendo y para ser tan nueva creo que hay muy buenos jugadores. Con el tiempo va a ir creciendo cada vez más. Espero que puedan llegar hartos latinos más para poder potenciar la liga. Yo creo que no son comparables porque, como te decía, en Chile, como en Sudamérica, tienen una liga muy antigua donde hay jugadores de selección, jugadores que hoy día vienen de la Copa América. Entonces es diferente, pero viene bastante bien esta liga. Va a ir subiendo, como te decía, rápido y espero que en unos años más pueda estar a la par con las demás ligas. Así que, como lo decía, estoy contento, feliz y espero poder seguir acá mucho tiempo más.
Jimmy, for Sunday, are we going to expect a very similar lineup, like a bit of rotation, or our best lineup going in?
We'll have to look at it. We'll have to look at it over the next couple of days. We'll see how the boys are feeling, see how their legs are, see what injuries we have picked up after this game. Then we'll reevaluate. We'll look at our situation and we'll put the best and fittest lineup that we can put together. For that game against Calgary, and then we got another important game against Montreal, and then we're back here against Halifax. So it's a lot of games, but you know, my job and the staff is to look after these guys. It's a long season, and we can't just keep riding them, because then they'll start breaking down. And that's why we've taken a couple of guys out. That's one of the reasons why I took Manu out tonight. I could see he was starting to get a little bit fatigued. He's played a lot of football. He covers a lot of ground, so we'll have to look at it over the next couple of days, and we'll figure out what's best for the players and best for us.
It was your goal and then your goal. You scored, and then both of you guys got yellow cards for the ripping the shirt off like Superman. Now there is there's someone at league headquarters counting 1, 2, 4 cards. Okay, you're out next game. Jim, do you warn these guys, don't get too happy,
don't celebrate. Listen, if I scored a cracker like that, I'd be celebrating too. But you know, it's hard. Sometimes the emotion gets the better of you, and you know, the boys are celebrating. You take your shirt off, and the crowd gets into it. And look, we know the rules. It's a yellow card, but sometimes emotion gets the better of you. Manny knows better, because after I looked at him and he kind of went, yeah, my fault, I shouldn't have done that. I don't even think I had to say anything to you, did I? You know, but you got to be careful, and I understand. Look, I've been a player. I get it. You know, you score a goal and you're off running, and his teammates come, and the first thing you do is take your shirt off. I'm trying to stick up for you. But now he's got to be careful, right? It's another yellow that he's picked up, and you know, we've talked to a couple of the guys about it, and just said, look, you've got to be very careful, because I don't mind if you're going in and getting a good tackle or there's a foul in the game that's well deserved and you get your booking, but you know, it's silly, and he knows himself. It's a silly booking that you, after the fact, you kind of look at it and go, oh, I shouldn't have done that, but it's happened. We got to move on.
Year of many historic moments, many firsts, and many other milestones. would you take maybe a little bit of pride or a little bit of pleasure if you were to end this season with the most yellow cards?
No, I mean, it's not something that I'm looking forward to. Hopefully I don't end the season with the most yellow cards. but obviously, you know, I like to get stuck in and stuff, and for me to get a yellow ticket, my shirt off, it's never the best thing. But you know, I live and learn. It's probably the best goal I've ever scored. So, you know, it was just in the moment I took it off. My family was in the stands and everything, so it was just the heat of the moment.
Two questions, actually. One of them do you get asked. You, of course, have two goals in the Canadian Championship, so tied for second with Ryan Telfer. You know, what are your thoughts going into the match against Montreal and continuing that sort of form?
Está preguntando en el Canadian Championship, tienes dos goles, estás tienes el mismo número como Ryan Telfer, y aunque estás pensando, you know, yendo into el juego contra Montreal, que ya viene al fin de julio.
Sí, estás empatado en segundo puesto en todo el torneo, todo el campeón, la copa. Creo que si estás pensando en meter para meterte primero.
Sí. Sí, uno siempre quiere estar en lo más alto posible, en lo individual y también grupal. Con las actuaciones individuales mejoran las grupales, y mientras el equipo le sirvan mis goles, los de Manu, los de Telfer. Lo más importante acá es el grupo y que el equipo esté lo más alto posible. Nos tenemos mucha confianza, sabemos que es un rival muy duro, pero acá demostramos que no hubo mucha diferencia. O sea, le jugamos de igual a igual, un equipo que es de la MLS, que lleva mucho más tiempo que nosotros. Y vamos a ir allá también de la misma manera, sin ser menos, y esperemos dar la sorpresa y poder avanzar a la siguiente fase.
I guess the second question is just, of course, you've played in San Saputo, and you know you're going there for, I feel like you've used the phrase the biggest match in club history a bunch of times over the last few weeks at this point. Yeah. But I guess what are your thoughts, both you know playing in that stage, both in the stadium as well as
outside? It's going to be a great experience for the guys. You know they've got a great atmosphere up there. It's a nice stadium, you know, compact, and the stands right on top of you. But these are the moments as a footballer that you cherish, and these are the games that you want to play in. So, I mean, more than anything, I'm excited for these guys to go showcase what they've got and put on a good show that night. I mean, that's where, a game that they'll be looking forward to, I'm looking forward to, and so will the fans. But, you know, this is, like I said, it's going to be a great experience for everybody.
Final question for John.
This is you, Jim. 6 points after three games in the fall season. I believe in the spring season it took you double that amount of games to get to 6 points. So
yeah.
What's the difference between spring season York 9 and fall season?
Well, we won two games right away. We didn't tie five. I think with a, you know, it's just everything's starting to come together now. You know, the guys are really gelling together. And you can see the way that they're playing. They're playing with a spring in their step, and, you know, they're enjoyable to watch. I'm really enjoying watching them on the sidelines. You know, me and Carm talk all the time, like, watch this, look at this play. Look at these guys get on the ball. Like, they're, you know, they found their stride now. And now it's up to us and to keep pushing them, keep riding them, you know, keep giving them as much information as we can, and provide them every resource possible to make them better and keep improving every single week. And, you know, they've been absolutely amazing so far.
Thank you.
Congratulations, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You guys gotta come more.